Learning be a merit, Lilui Nishmas, the neshama of Reb Aaron Yudaleib, ben Reb Noach Tzvi Steinman of blessed memory. The seventh chapter of Masechta Brachos deals with the laws of Zimun, that after eating a meal, if three people ate a meal together, a joint recital of Birkas Hamazon, led with one person inviting the others to participate, is in order. Shlosh Shachu Ke'echad, if three ate together, they are obligated in Zimun. Now, the Mishnah is saying all sorts of food items that you would have thought would not create an obligation of Zimun, in fact, do create an obligation of Zimun if they were eaten. We know that produce that grows in the land of Israel, there's an obligation to separate from it Truma Gedola, then to separate 10% Ma'aser Rishon to be given to the Levi. Out of the 10% given to the Levi, 10% is given to the Kohen as Trumas Ma'aser. Then another 10% is taken from the produce, which is Ma'aser Sheni, and eaten in Yerushalayim in a state of purity. Well, if those things haven't been separated, it's Tevel, and the food's not kosher. However, Amaratzim, we know that most of them probably did separate the tithes, but some of them didn't, and therefore the sages said, if you get food from an Amaretz, you have to, again, Iber Ma'aser, you have to separate again Ma'aser and Shuma, because maybe it wasn't given the first time. It's considered Dmai. Dmai, what is this? Achal Dmai, let's say a person ate Dmai without separating the Shumas and Ma'asos again. Or, Ma'aser Rishon, Shendut HaChumaso. Let's say it's a Levi. A Levi got the 10%, but he got it before Truma Gedola was separated from the produce, and he separated the Trumas Ma'aser, but he didn't separate the Truma Gedola. Or, Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shaniftu. Let's say a person has Ma'aser Sheni, the second 10%, or Hekdesh, sacred items, and it's his own Ma'aser Sheni, his own Hekdesh. When he redeems it, he's supposed to add another fifth. He redeemed it without adding a fifth. Or a Shamash. He wasn't even really part of the meal. He was just the waiter. And while serving us, Achal Kazayas, he ate a Kazayas, even though he never sat with us. All of these individuals do participate in Zimun. Hakuti, or a Kuti. Kutim were non-Jews brought to Israel in the days of Sancheriv after he expelled the 10 tribes. They were attacked by lions, and then they converted to Judaism. They never accepted the oral Torah. They only listened to the written Torah. In the times of the Mishnah, they were treated as Jews. Ultimately, the Gemara says we discovered that they never really were even keeping the written Torah because they were really worshiping a statue of an eagle. I'm sorry, a statue of a dove that was on top of their mountain, Mount Gerizim. But in the days of the Mishnah, the Kutim were treated as Jews. So then, Nizamnin Alehem, all of these individuals can be included in a Zimun. Aval, however, Achal Tevel, if a person ate produce where none of the tithes were separated from, it's not kosher food. Or Ma'aser Rishon Shelo Trumaso, a Levi has Ma'aser Rishon and he hasn't even given the Trumas Ma'aser of it, and people eat that. Or Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh Shelo Niftu, or Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh that weren't redeemed. The Bar Tanur explains it doesn't mean they weren't redeemed at all. They weren't redeemed in the right way. They were redeemed on coins that didn't have a tzura, that didn't have a shape on them, or shamis, or the attendant, Shachal Pachas Mikazayas, who eats less than a Kazayas, Vahanachri, and a full non-Jew. Bar Tanur adds, this is a reference to a non-Jew who has circumcised but hasn't yet gone to the mikvah, even though he's in the conversion process, he's still a non-Jew, a mezamnin aleihem, they can't be included in a zimun, and we don't make a zimun with them. The second Mishnah talks about women. Nashim, va'avadim, we know non-Jewish slaves have the status of women in regards to mitzvos. Uktanim, or minors, a mezamnin aleihem, they do not combine to create a zimun. Ad kam mezamnin, how much does a person have to eat in order to be able to be part of a zimun? Ad Kazayas, according to the Tanakhama, only has to eat enough to of the amount of an olive. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ad Kibetza, Rabbi Yehuda says, since the Pasuk says, V'achalta v'savata, and you will be full, it has to be a kibetza, an egg amount, whereas according to the Tanakhama, since it says, V'achalta, and you will eat, it's only a Kazayas. A third Mishnah talks about the nature of Zimun. Ketzad mezamnin, what is the form of Zimun? Bishlosha, if it's three people who are eating together, then the leader, Omer, says, Nivareich, let us bless Shachalmi Mishalo, the one we ate from his food. And he doesn't say more than that. Bishlosha vahu, if it's four people, three plus a leader, the leader says, Baruchu, you bless she'achalnu mishalo, the one whom we ate from him. Ba'asar, if it's 10, omer nevarech elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo, let's bless our God whom we ate of his. Ba'asar v'hu, if it's 11, the leader plus at least another 10, he says, baruch hu, you should bless elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, echad asara ve'echad asara ribo, whether it is 10 people or it's 10,000 people, the text is still nevarech lelokeinu. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, when it's 10, it's nevarech elokeinu. B'meya, if it's 100, he should say nevarech la'ashem elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo. B'meya v'hu, if it's 101, it would be baruchu la'ashem elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo. Be'elef, it's of 1,000 people eating together. According to Rabbi Yossi, Omer Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, She'achalnu Mishalo. Let us bless to Hashem our God, the Lord of Israel, the God of Israel, that we ate of His. Be'elefuhu, if it's 1,001, Omer, he says, Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, She'achalnu Mishalo. Beribo, if it's 10,000, according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yatzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Alamazon she'achalnu mishalo. Let us bless to Hashem our God, the God of Israel, the God of all the hosts, who sits atop of the cherubs for the food that we ate of His. And beribo v'hu, if it's 10,001, the leader would say to the 10,000, baruch hu, you should bless Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael she'achalnu mishalo. Kinyan shumavarech, whatever phrase is used in the blessing, Kain kach onan achrov. That's how they would respond. So, in the case of the 10,000, the response would be Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Al Hamazon She'achalnu Mishalo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who is what we've been explaining, is the one who says Omer Lefi Rov HaKahal Heinavarchen. The blessings change based on the size of the community. Shenamar, as the verse says, B'makelos Baruch Hu Elokim. In communities, bless God. Hashem, Mimakor Yisrael, Hashem, from the source of Israel. But Rabbi Akiva, as we mentioned earlier, was of the opinion that it's always the same text. There's two options. There's Nevarech Shelchanu Mishalo, and Nevarech Lelokeinu Shelchanu Mishalo. So I'm Rabbi Akiva said, just like we find in a shul, once you get into a minyan, once you have 10, it doesn't make a difference whether you have 10 or 100 or 1,000. Echem Rubim, Echem Watin, whether it's many or few, Omer Baruch Hu Es Hashem. You just say the same text, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, actually in Shul, you wouldn't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, you'd say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. So Rabbi Akiva says the same way in Shul, in text of davening, it's the same text, even though it's a larger minyan, the same should be true in regards to benching. In fact, we pass in like Rabbi Shmuel that in Shul, in davening, the text is Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. The fourth Mishnah deals with once you have a Zimun, a group together, they're not allowed to split up. If three ate together, they can't split up, they have to do the Zimun. The same as if you have four. All four have to participate in the Zimun. Same with five. If Shisha, six people ate together, they can break up into two groups of Zimun. Ad Asar, that's true up till 10. In other words, up till 9. But Asara, once they have 10, and in Echlakim, they can't divide, Achu Esrib, unless there are 20, so that each one would have a full tact, a full complement, and each one able to say, Nevarech Lelokeinu, She'achalnu Mishalo. The fifth Mishnah, the final Mishnah of the Perek, teaches, Shtei Chaburo Shayochos Bebayis Echad, if two groups were eating in the same room, but on different tables. Mizmach, Miksas, and Roan, Elu, Es Elu, if some of this group are seeing some of that group, or if there is an attendant who is serving both of them, a waiter serving both tables, even though they don't see each other, the fact that it's the same waiter would combine them, and Hare Elu Mitzdar from the Zimun, they combine to be able to partake in a single Zimun. V'imlav, but if they do not see each other, and they do not have a waiter who is serving both of them, Elu Mezamun La'atzman, V'Elu Mezamun La'atzman, these should have a Zimun by themselves, and these should have a Zimun by themselves. Now, Zimun typically would be led over a cup of wine. So now we learn a law about wine. Ein mevarchen al hayayin ad sheyitin l'socho mayim. Their wine was very, very strong. It really wasn't edible as wine until it was somewhat diluted. So you would not recite the special blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen unless water was put into the wine. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, it's the Divrei Rabbi Elazar. However, Chacham Omrim, the sages disagree. They say, Mevarchin, you do recite Borei Pri HaGafen even if you did not put water into the wine. In regards to benching, everyone agrees that you need to dilute the wine with some water because their wine was very strong. Again, this is only true about their wine. Our wine, even without being diluted, is still edible, and therefore you would recite a Borei Pri HaGafen on our wine, even if you did not dilute it with water.